Everything was going well until I get a text message from my wife that was like, why am I stretched sideways in your photo? So anybody who has posted anything on the internet, be it Twitter, Facebook, Instagram stories, that's what I was trying to do. I was trying to make a post on Instagram stories. And my wife was playing a band, a gig over the weekend. And so it was just a picture of her playing her fiddle. And so it was like an appreciation post, if I may say, right?
But it wasn't flattering.
But what I thought I had posted was a normal photo. And apparently that wasn't the case. So I get that text and I'm like, what are you talking about? I'm like, you look hot. And so she's at work. And so she can't like talk to me at the time. And so she is like showing it to her friend at work, and her friend at work's like, oh, well, I guess, you know, different strokes for different folks, you know, whatever.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy.
And so she's like, I'm all stretched out. And I'm like, what are you talking about? And so she texts me a photo, and I'm like, what? Surely no. And so I go to my story, and I see, and it's like, for some reason, and maybe it's me just like not knowing how to internet, but the photo I posted was completely like stretched sideways, and it was zoomed in on like her midriff down to her knees. And so it was the most unflattering anybody.
How did you do that? Okay.
Kelly, I don't know to this day. And I saw it. I was like, oh my gosh. And so I immediately delete it.
Yes.
Yeah, I delete it. And I'm like, and I apologize. I'm like, oh my gosh, I'm so sorry. I had no idea. And it was up there for probably a good 15 minutes. And I saw several people were liking the photo and things like that. And I'm like, okay, this is so, and I text her the photo that I was like, this is what I thought I posted. And it was the normal picture. And
but
so
it
I
wouldn't turn out like that.
Not at all. Not at all. And so I was scared from that point on of reposting it, thinking that I'd just do it again. And it was one of those things where I was like, okay, I know how to internet. I'm good at knowing what I'm posting, double checking what I'm posting before I hit send or post or whatever.
But how in the world did you get that so bad?
Right. Which, you know, immediately I'm thinking, well, it wasn't me. It was obviously a glitch in Instagram that did
this.
It was the internet that messed everything up for me.
Hacking. Yeah.
Yes, it was. Yes.
Yeah.
Because, you know, it's like, and it was a story on Instagram. So I had the photo up there, and I typed a little caption, and I put that on there. So it's not like I just put it up and then hit send without looking at what I was doing. Anyways, okay.
That's just bad when it's not only your wife seeing it, but a coworker pointing it out to her. Like,
yeah, and then her having to bring it to my attention and go, "Hey, did you mean to post that?
Need to approve your posts before you try to appreciate me?"
Well, she was like, "Why am I all stretched out like that?" I'm like,
"That is weird."
I was like, "What do you mean stretched out?" I was like,
"Do you know?"
I was like, "Stop it! You look hot." I was like, "Stop it! You look hot!" And I didn't even know. So, anyways, and I was just like, face palm and one of those things.
Did you take a screenshot of it to, you know, just so that we can fully know what you mean?
Oh, I'm not posting it again.
Okay.
No,
all right.
No, not at all. But yes, it's like you take a photo and you stretch it sideways. So
how in the world did that happen, though?
I don't know.
It's very easy to just put the picture in, post, and there you go. And it doesn't alter the shape, size, all the things.
I know that. And that's why I'm kind of baffled too. So it's like a normal photo, but if you take it and you just stretch it sideways and zoom in on basically your midriff area.
Uh-huh.
And that's what it was. Probably one of the most unflattering photos of anybody.
Yes. And well, it looks like a funhouse mirror.
Right, exactly. And so and then I just posted it for the world to see. I'm like, "Hey, look, this is my wife." Hey.
We don't after we post, we don't check it. We don't look at the post. We just hit send and then go about our business, about our day.
Yeah, that's what I did.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, because I thought I had made like an appreciation post, but apparently I didn't. So.
Well, maybe next time we incorporate the best practice.
I'll know that next time.
At our post, just to make sure, A, that it actually did post and that it didn't fail to post. And then B, that you're happy with how it looks.
Yeah. So what's the most embarrassing thing you've accidentally posted or shared to social media? 502-795-1997. I got a message from Mason who said way back Facebook had a thing where you say your status. You remember that?
Oh yeah. That was kind of how we got dipped our toe into Facebook.
Yeah. It was like so-and-so is.
Yeah.
And it was like a status, and that's all it was. It was like you were posting your status. But anyways, getting back to Mason's, he said way back Facebook had a thing where you say your status. But it was right at the top where the search bar would be. So I got a friend's request for my friend's account, which he had obviously, one, created for the sole purpose of creeping on a girl.
Uh-huh.
And two, typed that girl's name into the status bar thinking it was a search function.
Oh, no, 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 no.
And three, just closed the window when it didn't work.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
Oh, no. Oh, shoot. That's funny. And so it was just like everybody knew that it was like, okay, so he's.
We know who he's looking at.
Yeah, exactly. On this fake account. Oh, that's funny. Anyways, take some more of your stories. 502-795-1997. You know, you have those moments in life where you hit post and then you realize, oh, gosh, maybe someone pointed it out to you. Like, hey, did you mean to post that? That you're like, oh, and then delete, delete, delete. So
yeah, it's the worst when other people like pointed out.
I know that's the worst. Yeah. Yes, exactly. So what's the most embarrassing thing you've accidentally posted or shared to social media? That happened to me when I tried to like do an appreciation post for my wife, but it turned out something distorted on the picture, and like she was all stretched out and like you couldn't even see her face, and it was just a mess. Sasha messaged us and said a random reel I was making on Instagram, didn't think it would post, and it did post to my profile. I deleted my whole Instagram account.
Oh my gosh.
Oh, wow.
Oh wow.
Like, you know what? I'm just leaving social media. Goodbye. Goodbye. Amber said my sister accidentally posted a topless picture on Facebook for 15 minutes. And several friends blew her phone up and was like, hey, 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 hey,
hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey,
hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey,
hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey,
and I accidentally shared a post that stayed up for 3 hours on my public Facebook and everybody I know on it.
What? First of all, let's unpack that group for a second. Who joins that kind of group?
I don't know. I don't
That's
know.
That's not something we say out loud, well, let alone on the internet.
Well,
dang it.
I guess her morbid curiosity got the best of her.
Oh, wow. Oh, wow. Now I have to like search for that group.
Oh.
I'm not going to accidentally join it though. Could
yeah,
you imagine?
Right, right.
Oh.
Tara. Tara said, I had to use the OMG. My account got hacked and some trolls started posting. This worked for me as I once accidentally posted a nude of myself. Got my tutor tid. Tidies flashing on the screen for about an hour.
Oh my God.
Luckily without my face, but the OMG, no, someone hacked me, saved
oh,
me.
Oh, wow.
Gosh, those yeah, are
my
so
phone
bad.
Got hacked and violated and all my privacy.
My,
and the
all my privacy. Oh, shoot. That's I don't know crazy. If we can count Samuels, because he was the photographer in the whole thing and actually posted it.
Oh wow!
Do we?
It's a wedding.
It's a wedding.
I guess vows, like, you know, the groom and bride can say what they want.
Yeah, and it's like they obviously wrote their own vows.
Yeah.
And
she probably said something really nice. We don't know what she said, but we just get what he said.
I promise to smack ass every chance I get. That's all I got.
And he said, that's all I got.
Gosh.
And then he's the only one that laughs. Everybody's just kind of staring at him.
The officiant is like, that's it.
Yeah,
that's,
the officiant.
That's what you're going out with. That's it.
Yeah, and he's like,
are you sure?
He's like, are you sure? Like, he's giving him another shot, and he's like, yeah, I didn't write anything down.
I didn't write nothing down.
I didn't write nothing down. Like, dude, you didn't find out five minutes ago that you were getting married. Like, you couldn't have planned something nice to say about your bride in front of everybody.
You could have literally typed into ChatGPT, write me some vows.
Yeah.
Wedding vows.
Something.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, I would have died as the bride. Just mortified.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. Thank you for passing that along there, Sam.
Yeah, thank you, Sam.
And yes, awesome. We bet the groom wishes you didn't mean to actually post that. But yeah, well done, though, on TikTok. That one's got like over 16,000 comments on it and everything. So good job on that one. Wow. All right. So anyways, if you want, you can always text us 502-795-1997. Something you accidentally posted on social media.